You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The body of a 70-year-old man was pulled from the Fox River near Liked Memorial Park in Green Bay yesterday afternoon. A passerby reported seeing the body at about 4:20. Police are investigating the circumstances of his death, but do not believe the community is in any danger. The name of the man has not yet been released. When firefighters in Idaho responded to a grass fire Sunday, they were ambushed. Two were killed, and another is in the hospital. One of the firefighters killed in the attack was Neenah High School 2001 graduate Frank Harwood. The shooter was later found deceased with a flint fire starter and the weapon used to kill the firefighters. Authorities believe he started the fire on purpose with the intent to ambush the men. The Port of Green Bay gets $20 million in the new biennial budget to complete its expansion project at the mouth of the Fox River. Republican lawmakers Eric Wimberger of Oconto and Representative Ben Franklin of De Pere each released statements touting the funds. The expansion plan for the Port of Green Bay includes building a new dock wall, dredging part of the river to allow ships access to the new site, improving infrastructure, and moving the coal piles to the former Pulliam Power Plant site. Franklin said the improvements will allow the port to accept major shipping for generations and will create opportunities for the businesses and industries of Northeast Wisconsin. It's 126 years old, and lawmakers and leaders have been advocating for its closure for years. Yesterday, Mark Bourne, the co-chair of the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee, said that as part of the discussion on the state budget, the groundwork is being laid to close Green Bay Correctional Institution.
But I think it's important to note that we're investing across the entire state system, including moving forward plans in the Department of Corrections to make sure that we right-size and innovate in that area for the future, and also make sure that we close Green Bay Correctional by 2029.
Meanwhile, Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce says there are no guarantees.
Republicans just threw it right in the garbage and are now doing this trick again to put it in this very fancy lockbox where it's never going to happen. It is a phantom. It's a total mirage. There's nothing that we're doing in this budget that's going to allow Green Bay to be closed.
Green Bay Correctional Institution opened its doors in 1898. Lawmakers spent the day yesterday working on the bipartisan budget deal. It marks a shift in strategy for legislative Republicans who had previously ended negotiations with Governor Tony Evers over funding for child care, education, and the UW system. But they came to an agreement on child care, and they'll continue to fund providers. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
Child Care Counts is the government subsidy program that's helped providers stay afloat for years. A survey showed without that money, a quarter of child care centers across Wisconsin could close. The budget deal technically allows Child Care Counts to end while starting new initiatives and new payments to providers. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She was hoping for something like this.
I have never felt this level of optimism about childcare, and I think that feels good. It feels like people are listening to advocates. They're listening to parents who are calling and saying, I'm in a crisis and I can't do this.
The plan also includes a $1.3 billion tax cut, increased funding for the UW system, more money for infrastructure and roads, and increases for special ed reimbursement rates. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The budget is set to go to the full legislature for a vote sometime today. Republican leaders say they have the votes, even though a few Republicans in the Senate have said they wouldn't vote for this budget. After it gets the full approval from lawmakers, Governor Tony Evers has 10 business days to sign it. A prisoner accused of killing her cellmate at Tichita Correctional Facility has pleaded no contest to homicide. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Prosecutors charged 29-year-old Taylor Sanchez in January 2024 with first-degree intentional homicide in 68-year-old Cindy Schultz Judas's death in 2023. According to the criminal complaint, Sanchez beat Schultz Judas to death because Sanchez was hearing voices. Sanchez initially pleaded not guilty due to insanity. Online court records show she changed her plea Monday to no contest, meaning she acknowledges there's enough evidence to convict her, but is not admitting guilt. Sanchez faces a mandatory life sentence when she's sentenced July 28th.
It's already underway, one of the busiest holiday travel seasons of the year. AAA of Wisconsin says they expect nearly 1.5 million residents to hit the roads this week, with another nearly 60,000 hopping on a flight and over 100,000 scooting across the country in trains and buses. The nearly 1.5 million drivers would be a 2.5% increase over last year's July 4th travel season. Officials also are advising residents to plan ahead for extra traffic and drive carefully through Sunday evening. The Appleton Fire Department is enhancing its emergency medical services by adding advanced life support services to its toolbox. Recently, the department was certified by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services as a 911 non-transporting paramedic provider. Fire Chief Jeremy Hansen said while Gold Cross Ambulance will still provide emergency transportation services to Appleton, this will allow his paramedics to deliver critical interventions immediately when seconds count. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Let's play two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out last night in New York, so the two teams playing a doubleheader today at 16-9. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the National League for the month of June. I asked Sal Frelick, does he feel confident about the crew right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quickly, and good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
NBA, the Bucks land Pacers center Miles Turner in free agency, but release Damian Lillard. They'll pay Lillard $22.5 million per year for the next 5 years. So what does Giannis think?
Sources that relayed to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. He just didn't like how it was handled. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
That's Chris Hayes of the NBA Network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, Dana Carvey is a great impressionist, but still prefers to be tactful, especially when impersonating President Joe Biden like he did during the SNL 50th anniversary broadcast. The creator of The Church Lady said to his co-host on the Fly on the Wall podcast, David Spade, that he took that approach because the former president was mentally compromised. Spade countered, saying Biden is fair game because he's in the public eye, putting himself on the total opposite end of the spectrum. That's why they make a great podcast hosting team. If you're looking for something binge-worthy, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out Department Q on Netflix. Writer, director, executive producer Scott Frank has come a long way as a writer since his first credit, which was an episode of The Wonder Years. Frank has written such films as Get Shorty, Minority Report, and the show The Queen's Gambit. Department Q follows Carl, a detective who becomes obsessed with a cold case following his own near-death experience. It's just addicting enough, so check it out. There's been lots of royal family drama over the last few years, which eventually culminated in a formal estrangement for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, also known as Harry and Meghan, which sounds a lot less sexy. Head of the not really necessary royal outfit, King Charles has made it known that he's going to buck tradition and wants the Sussexes to be front and center at his eventual funeral when the time comes. The New York Post reports that Charles has made it clear he would like his son Harry to walk side by side with his brother William, who will then be king. Charles has also stated that he would like Harry and Meghan and their children, Archie and Lilibet, good lord, they actually want people to dislike them, to take part in the lying in state and candlelight vigil portion of the funeral. There has been no comment yet from the Sussexes. I'm not being lazy. The Duchess and Duke are actually referred to by the county name. As the Squire of Marinet, Wisconsin, I can confirm this. Okay, moviegoers, it's been a great summer so far at the box office, but today is a big day for new releases and dinosaur lovers. That's right, Jurassic World Rebirth opens today, and wouldn't you know it, just in time for what is supposed to be a blockbuster holiday weekend. There is expected to be a lot more cha-ching at the box office thanks to the latest chapter in this Jurassic franchise. The film stars Scarlett Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali, and a whole bunch of CGI dinosaurs. Pretty sure the plot of the film involves dinosaurs wreaking havoc. Jurassic World Rebirth is currently coming in at just shy of fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with about 55%, and that should be enough to get people to the theaters for some T-Rex awesomeness. If you're worried that you've missed a couple of the previous films, I think you'll be okay. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.